Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Being able to blend in is a green flag.
It's a green flag.
Hmm?
It's a green flag.
What do you think a green flag is?
Good?
Yeah.
Jay, do you figure more now like what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 109. Today we are debating, we're going to call it the biggest red flags in women, followed by the biggest red flags in men next week.
You got to keep those back to back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Because I was like, if I just do one and I left it that way, it would be really bad. Unless I just did the men one first. But I got it back to back, these ones. But for this entry of it, we have Fights on, we have Jack Mack on, and we have Rudy on. KB out sick. Tommy will be in here in a minute. Interesting crew. The misogyny is going to go nuts on this one.
Jesus.
It's going to be... You don't even want to know some of these options that are coming up, but you actually do. They're going to be fun. Nothing too crazy, I don't think. But are you guys excited?
Very excited.
Excited to bash the opposite sex?
I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's honestly not that bad. And like, even when I posted the topic, some people were like, it's fucking red flag when like a woman can't cook. It's none of that shit.
No.
It's none of that shit.
It's like funny stuff.
It's actually funny stuff. And like ones that I think are legitimate, like when you hear them and when you're still in the dating pool, you're kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of that. And it'll be fun to do that next week. Next week, we'll have some women on for that. So yeah, let's just get right to it.
Okay, before we get to those options, let's talk about BetterHelp. The Bracket is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, around New Year's, we all get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of expanding on what we're already doing right. Maybe you finally organize one part of your space, or maybe you want to tackle another. Maybe you're taking supplements every morning and you want to know, maybe actually eat breakfast this time. Therapy helps you find your strengths that you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that actually stick, which is huge around New Year's. Everyone goes to the gym for the 1 week or they do the thing that they wanted to change for the 1 week and then they revert back the next week. Look, BetterHelp helps a lot. I talk about them all the time. When I used them over COVID, it was incredible because you get to use them without having to physically go to a doctor's office, which is great. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progresses you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights.
First option of the day, 5 versus the 12. The 5 seed is when a woman is being too nice to me.
When a woman something's up.
Yeah. Something very interesting is going on. When a woman is being too nice.
No, it's just she wants to go talk to Rudy. She's too afraid.
She just really wants to talk to Rudy.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 12 seed. A very pointed and specific one. Frequent Miami trips, specifically to Fontainebleau. Can someone explain Fontainebleau?
Well, that's a hotel, but I think 11's in it or Live. I think 11's in Fontainebleau.
What's 11, a club?
Yeah, that's Gaz's like home.
Oh God.
11's like a club / strip club.
If she's in the vicinity of Gaz.
Gaz ran 11.
I'm pretty sure
11's in Fontainebleau.
Okay, so frequent trips to Miami versus being way too nice to me. Let's start with you, Rudy.
The Fontainebleau is my submission. If you are dating someone and she goes to the Fontainebleau, it's curtains.
Really?
It's wraps.
What's happening?
Nothing good.
She cheating?
Good for her, bad for you.
Hold on, I got to call my girl.
I only put Fontainebleau in there because I had a friend that had, he called me and he's like, dude, she's on a trip, girl's trip. She's at the Fontainebleau. And I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, dude. The Fontainebleau, nothing good happens in the Fontainebleau. And that relationship did in fact end. And the Fontainebleau was
Did she cheat on him?
Ground zero. Yeah.
Ground zero. Damn. The Fontainebleau. So
I have no issue with women being nice to me. In fact, I prefer it.
Being too nice to you was
No, that's cool with me. I'm fine with that. I definitely would take the Fountain Blue as the bigger red flag.
Okay. Have I missed any matchups?
Just no. This is the first one. Che?
I'm not familiar with Fountain Blue, but I understand the like aura of that, and just traveling Miami is a big nightlife. It's like Vegas for women, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with that.
That's an astute observation. Nick?
Relationships are built on trust, fellas. And if my girl wants to go to Miami, go. I'll pay. but if you're being too nice to me, I don't deserve that. Why are you doing this? What are you hiding? That's when trust is broken. Being too nice.
Being too nice. Fights. Yeah.
The being too nice is a red flag, but I recognize that's for me personally. Because I'm like,
I think Feidelberg and I hate ourselves.
That's what this is.
No, but it's an internal thing where I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why do you like me?
Yeah.
It's a red flag for her. When, dude, I was in Martha's Vineyard like last month in December, and I went to a store and there was a sweater they sell, like one of those big cozy sweaters, and it had MVY, ACK, SGH.
Yeah, Sag
JCKMIA.
What?
Oh boy.
And it was just all three in that, and I was like, or all five in the three letters. It was Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket,
Jackson Hole,
Sag Harbor.
That's crazy. Jackson Hole in that is crazy.
I was like,
if she's going to Jackson, I almost submitted like she goes to Aspen or Jackson Hole.
Yeah. It was like, I was like, if I ever saw someone in the sweatshirt, I'd be like, you are. It's not even, it's like, I'm just, you're so out of my league and so in a different category. That since MIA is on that sweatshirt, I got to put Miami on there.
Three for Miami, Jack.
Or a sweater.
I would say if she was being too nice, it would be, I would almost think she didn't like me. So I wouldn't even say that's a red flag. I would just be like, oh, you're almost being a friend.
Yeah.
Then, but for Miami, and that's where Liv is, not 11. I would also add if she goes to the Club Space after Fountain Blue, which is the, so Miami's so special that it goes, you go like Liv. Then you go to 11 at like 2, and then Club Space at like 4 or 4:30.
Club
and
Space.
Yeah,
but if she's there, she's not fucking somebody in a hotel room.
But here's the thing.
That's true.
No, but I'm just saying the night doesn't end. The hotel room could start at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you're understanding a different world where there's business hours.
Mm. Yeah, those rules,
there's no time Miami. Dilation in Miami.
Doesn't work the same here.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Well, what is the exact matchup?
It's been a woman is too nice to you versus they go on frequent trips to Miami.
So oh, when she's too blue. Nice. When okay. She's too nice. That's like, I would say a girl has to be like Goldilocks towards me. Don't be too nice. Don't be too mean, but be right in the middle. But if she's too nice, it's like, yeah, what's your
angle?
A girl
has to be like Goldilocks for you. Like she has to be 12. Yeah.
She's Tommy, a love porridge.
Tommy.
She's perfect for me, man. She's 12. She loves porridge.
I don't like too nice.
Too nice. That's going to move on. Or rather, the Miami trips are going to move on. Now we have the 4 versus the 13. The 4 seed is being genuinely into astrology or numerology or anything along those lines. I feel like that's one that guys tend to rip on a ton. And I do think that there's a different level. Like, I feel like there's girls that are just like into it, and that's mm-hmm. whatever. But then there are girls that live and die by it, and that's like a different type of thing. And that's going up against the number 13 seed, which is having dirty white sneakers, having really dirty white sneakers, nasty ass white sneakers. Tommy,
I don't care about that. I don't look at what is on a girl's feet. I look at what is underneath her shirt. I kid, but not really. Only a little bit. I'm gonna. What was the first one again?
Being genuinely into astrology.
Oh yeah, neurology. That's the worst. That's the worst. Like that. My compatibility test, if you're into astrology, then we're not compatible.
But really
that's
compatible.
That's the start and end of the compatibility test.
What's your sign, Tommy?
I'm a Taurus.
Taurus, me too.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Stubborn as an ox.
Your birthday's like the... I think you're just like the day... Your birthday's the day after mine, right? 28th, are you?
I'm the 29th.
I'm 27th, yeah. Jack.
That's a mental disorder. Yeah. If you're like legitimately very into astrology or something, you have a mental disorder.
Yeah.
So... I think this matchup is a great matchup because it's both are so common. The dirty white sneakers, I feel like every girl has a pair of dirty white sneakers specifically that they go out in. Now, I mean, I guess if you want like the perfect trad wife to bring up like alpha male Twitter that doesn't go out, you could say, oh, if you have dirty white sneakers. I actually am fine with astrology. So I guess. This is really tough one.
Hmm.
I think people would think I would hate astrology, but I don't. I guess I'll put astrology through. I'll vote for that.
Mm, two for astrology. Fights?
I don't have astrology. It's funny you just said it's very common. I almost think of astrology nowadays as almost like vegan was, where it was talked about a lot, but I never really ran into it. And I've never had any experience with a girl, woman who's very into astrology. I have been punched in the face by a girl who wears dirty white sneakers. That's what the – I think I was the one who said this. Dirty white sneakers is something we used to do when I was younger. We call girls from Quincy because they'd beat the shit out of you. They would wear dirt. They always, if a girl had dirty white sneakers, you'd know if you guys got in an argument and you were dating, she was going to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hit. So I'm going to go dirty white sneakers on this one.
Dirty white sneakers, 2-1 right now in favor of astrology. Nikki?
I think astrology is cool. It's nice to believe in something. It's nice, you know, it's a hobby. But if it does get to the point where it's just like, yeah, we're not meant to be, I'm supposed to be with a Sagittarius, that's when it gets a little too far. I'll go with that, but it's not a world beater. It's not going to go too far in this tournament, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. I think there's levels to it, right? Like, I think being casually into astrology is nothing crazy, but like the people.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, it's existed for a long time. There's a cool history to it.
Yeah,
and it's nice to have a hobby.
I think that like you could tell how much they are into it based off certain terms they use, like when they
rising. If they drop a rising,
no, rising's normal.
No, I think rising's next level.
No,
rising's not next level.
Rising's like the, like if you were 101, it would be like the second class in 101.
Like that's, I know, like, that's probably like the fifth text from every girl to a guy is like, what time were you born to find your rising?
When you start talking rulers and
then houses.
Descending and houses. That's
the houses. Oh, I don't know.
If
houses.
If they bring up houses, then you're at a level.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a different, that's the next level.
Like, what is your eighth house?
That for the astrology is the most representative of anything for me. Where, like, if you're really hardcore about anything. I'm like, well, I can't.
If you believe in anything, yeah, lights will not.
I'm not about Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Well, seriously, what a fast. What about like sports? I mean, we have all stuff like this too.
I typically don't really, if you're like crazy about it, like we usually don't hang out that much.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm. Just Trey.
I don't have a problem with astrology. I think it is kind of cool. So I feel like Dirty White Sneakers, I assume this is your suggestion, Fights.
Yes.
Has... the way you described it is very niche to this one specific town or neighborhood in near Boston where girls would punch you. But I feel like it could be a more
systemic problem.
No, I think when I think of a woman wearing dirty white sneakers, it's like, oh, like maybe, you know, that's a metaphor for like other parts of it that are just like kind of loose and like they don't really care about me. They're a messy person. Maybe they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah,
there's a dirty white sneaker who works at Barstool Sports. Her name is Jackie Nichols.
Yeah.
She is always, she's constantly in dirty white sneakers. And she will hit you.
What a shot.
And does she have her life together?
I mean, tell her. She knows. She's not finding out just now.
I feel like dirty white sneakers are kind of common though.
I feel like dirty white sneakers are like trendy. I would almost put a red flag if you don't have a pair of dirty white.
Yeah, because it means you don't like go out.
Yeah, don't go out. Like to me, like my standard hot girl in New York City has a pair of dirty white.
100%.
Yeah, but sometimes you want a red flag. It's not necessarily like I will never go near this woman. Sometimes you want a red flag.
I just don't think it's a red flag. I think it's just like, you know, a woman is a purse.
You're not wrong. It is definitely and Che is correct as well. We're like it is a niche, different kind of thing. And I can see what you're saying, that girls do have regular dirty white sneakers. And it's not a red, it's not where I'm like, no chance.
Stay away from there.
But it's something I notice, and that's probably some PTSD.
I mean, you do kind of have, they're a little dirty.
The dirty white sneaker dirty mindset may be how the
battle. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rudy?
I'm going with Fights.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm kind of on the fence with this one because astrology girls, I view that as like a challenge. Like almost like they're like looking for, what do they call it? Space racism.
Bless you.
I have no idea.
I'm looking. It's like taming a beast. It's almost like you're geared against me. I'm going to defeat the stars. I view it as like
it's you going to war against the cosmos.
Yes, exactly. And I view it like a war of the Titans, like Greek mythology.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I like crystal mommies. I like astrology bitches. I don't think that we're going to work out, but it's worth it for the short term. I got no issue with dirty white sneakers. I think that's a totally normal trait. So I'm going to go with astrology being the bigger red flag.
I kind of agree with you, Rudy, in that when they bring up an astrology trait and they're like, oh, like you're Taurus, you must be stubborn. Man, I do everything in my power to not be stubborn. I'm like, that's bullshit. And then I'll purposely be less stubborn to fight it.
Well, that's stubborn. Wouldn't that be the most stubborn thing?
I'm like, purposely, she asked me an opinion to be movable on opinion. I'm like, immediately move it. I'm like, I'm so stubborn that I'm spiteful of the stubbornness.
You're such a Taurus.
That's just how it works. So astrology is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 8 versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is when they want to be an over-the-top mean girl. Very specific one. And that's versus the number 9 seed. A very related one, but not necessarily totally the same as a mean girl, I guess. Being very proud of having a bad attitude. So, like, and they're like, oh, I'm just a brat. I'm just a brat. Like, that's just who I am.
These are almost too similar.
Yeah, we could combine them, but I mean...
Combine those.
Yeah.
We can combine them into one and we can throw in a chain option.
Let's do that.
All right.
Number 9 is just like every girl from Jersey or Long Island I've ever met.
And that's going up against the number, let's take one from the chain game. We'll do cringy social media poster. How about that?
Oof. Sure.
Oof. Cringy social media poster up against, we'll say, the bad attitude or very proud of the bad attitude or mean girl, whatever you want to call it. So cringy versus that, Tommy.
The mean girl one. I think that's worse. I hate when a girl is like, I'm going to be the mean girl. Like, you know, I'm going to roast you. Like you can't be too nice, but you also can't be too mean. That's where the Goldilocks comes in. Like, I think when like they like put on this attitude, like, oh, you know, I'm the bitch. When they like brag about, I'm such a bitch.
Yeah.
And there's like, you're just a normal person.
I'm picturing Kelly Kapoor from The Office.
That's a pretty good one.
I'm just such a bitch.
Like, I'm so hangry. I'm just such a bitch. I don't really care too much about a girl's social media usage. Like, that's not something. Like, I know guys are like, oh, if I'm dating a girl, like, I don't want to post. I don't really care about
it. I don't think it's the volume of posting. It's just the posts are cringy.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost want my girl to put up kind of cringy. Like, I want her to put up like basic bitch shit. Like, I want a basic bitch posting basic bitch shit. So but the mean, the brat, I'm a bitch. Not for me.
Mm-hmm. Jack?
I'm going to go with cringy social media because that probably goes hand in hand with she would really want a social media relationship. Mm-hmm. She would want this, that, the other. And I think that really is just really icky. So I'll roll with that one. Although I am not a fan of the other option, so I don't see that one going really far either.
I don't like anyone that's proud of being mean. I don't like anyone that's like, oh, it's just who I am. It's like, well, then you suck.
Yeah. Change your personality.
Change that about yourself. That's horrible. Yeah. Fights?
This is a very tough one for me because neither do I really love. But a cringy social media poster gives my ops ammunition. They can fucking use that against me, and I can't have that. Whereas a person who's mean – I can work with that. Mm-hmm. I can, because I'm a pussy. So if I got a junkyard dog, I'm like, babe, fucking take care of this, will you? But be it a waiter, be it someone who's rude to me in public.
I'm thinking like she's mean to you too.
Oh, I wasn't. A mean girl's not usually mean to you, is she?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm kind of in this case.
I'm with Fights on that one.
I think she's kind of like starting shit with other people.
No, I feel like she's like roasting you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, if she wants to get in a roast battle with me, she's going to get pretty sad at the end of the day. And that's her own doing. I was thinking she's more like
not thinking she's like a stand-up
like,
person.
You'd be like, babe, calm down kind of deal.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess that's, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
Your own interpretation.
Yeah.
So you're going to go. I would want to go toe-to-toe with Fights.
Yeah.
He would kill himself to win an argument. Oh,
yeah. Nick?
And that would be one of his, like, early recourses. So we're either doing, she'll post like a cringy, like, you know, like outfit haul video, or she's fucking mean. I'm going to roll with mean.
I'm not thinking necessarily like outfit, like stuff that
I was thinking lovey-dovey. Like
I just think it's tough for us since our jobs are more or less posted on social media. Like for us to be the one like, babe, you're being cringy.
And
like, you posted 151 Tommy's Thursday videos. That's a tough argument to get
posted
into.
A full stand-up set that was purposely unfunny.
I was thinking more like she would post on her story and it would be like a meme and she would tag you in the story it would be like a relationship. Like,
special,
this is so
man.
Us. This is so us. Like, on the story.
I was thinking that is bad. I was thinking like you're almost always doing like, I'm so lucky to have this person in my life, blah, blah, blah.
No, that, like, that I don't care too much about.
You guys deserve that, man.
Yeah. That's cringy. That's one of the one I find. That and the comments and stuff like that, the ads, that would be very cringy as well.
The comments bother me. And then I would say like the when they don't know how to operate, they don't know how to operate social media, I think for the most, at least because of our jobs and all stuff, they don't know how to operate the same way as we do. And they'll post like a meme that's cropped out of something else, that's cropped out of something else, that's cropped like a
See,
Russian nesting doll.
I almost think that's cute. I actually want that.
It's something not funny at all.
Yeah.
It's like when Bay caught me sleeping in like 2024 and you're just like,
See, no, I'd like that. Because that would mean your person's not, just off the internet. Like I want someone who doesn't even have it. Like
I don't want my girl having cap cut.
Tommy, what if you were dating a girl and like she commented on the Barstool main like when they posted you and they were like, he's mine?
I would despise that. Unless she was like super, super hot.
Right. Is that the out for anything with you?
Yeah, I would put all of this asterisk unless she's super hot.
Unless she was 6'7" and blonde.
Could a woman have all of these traits combined into one if she's hot enough?
Yes, legitimately, yeah. At the end of the day, that trumps all.
I love how gay you just said yes.
Yeah, babe's just gotta be hot.
Jay,
I'm such like a positive person. I don't really get dragged down by stuff, but it is kind of like, I forget whose comedy bit it was, but they were saying how like it is kind of fun being like with a mean person, because like if you don't get cheese on your burger, you want someone to like correct the waiter and send it back and get cheese on your burger, because you would never do it.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like that's the type of person that would speak up.
Yeah.
So I want to say I don't think that's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, like, that not a stand-up person. That's different. I love that. That's great. But then I'm thinking more like
Mean Girls has been so poisoned for me because of just our experience here. So I'm having a hard time envisioning exactly.
Just like a literal mean person. Like they do actually mean things, and like, oh, well, I'm just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like, well, then you suck.
Like, yeah, they'll stab your like best friend's girlfriend.
Have you gotten just like, I'm sorry, it's just how I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then I'm going to switch.
You're switching?
Yeah.
Okay. Over from cringy over to this. And so, Che, do you figure more now like what we're talking about?
Yeah, but Mean Girls still got to get punished. So
let's
go with the social media posts.
Oh, no. I can't believe you, Stephen J. Oh, my God.
Oh. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Dude, was unbelievable, Steve. Oh, that was unbelievable.
That was.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I swear to you, boys, almost didn't come back.
That's got to be, we got to have a promo clip where it's just the reaction. It's like, what did Steve Che say? Yeah.
End the show. It's over.
I'll bleep what Che said and then just show a reaction. Holy shit, man. Oh my God, Che.
My mind's so social media clip brain I thought, that's going to go viral. Yep.
Rudy.
I don't even know how to top that.
Yeah, just abstain.
Oh, fuck. I can deal with cringe. Cringe is everyone's cringe. We're all cringe. Mm-hmm. Like it's something that is just part of our society and I can handle that. I hate when people are just like take pride in being mean. Mm. I can tolerate it for a little bit, but I can't stand that. Cringe, we are all cringe. We are all cringe.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cringe is within us. We are born with it and we die with it. We are all cringe. Cringe is something that is as consistent as the sun.
Yeah.
So I can live with cringe.
I like that. Rudy's got some philosophical answers today.
Yeah.
I like it. Now we have the number one seed versus the 16 seed Chain game. Our first Chain. This one's mostly us. And I will say for the second, well, I have two Chain games today. The second one is going to be mostly, I kind of like surveyed other people that work here for some answers too, some other guys. So we got some of theirs answers in the other one. But for ours, is pregnant from fights.
Ken Jack grabbed me right after I just talked to Kelly Martin.
Oh God.
Like, so if you're talking to a girl and she's pregnant, you're just like,
it's a huge red flag.
Yeah, that's fair.
Arguably the biggest red flag possible. She's fucking someone else, dude.
She's fucking married.
Yeah, I mean, I view that as just like a no vacancy sign. Like,
there isn't.
Yeah, there's no vacancy. I got nothing to offer.
That would be funny if, like, accusing the girl you're dating for a long time because she got pregnant that she cheated. Wait, you've been having sex with me. Yeah.
Having a blanket mindset of looking for a relationship or not looking for a relationship. Be open to having anything at any moment, toots.
I feel like that was really good until toots.
Yeah. No, I think that too often, and it's like people put it on Hinge, like looking for a relationship, looking for short term. I think that too often, you know, and guys do this too. You're in the mindset of, oh, I'm looking for a relationship right now. And then you end up like, you know, forcing somebody who you're not that compatible with. And you're like, oh, well, I just have to be in a relationship. Or you're blank, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. And then maybe you let someone really great slip away because you're just like, I can't be in a relationship. Just live. And just, if you know, if someone comes along, make it a relationship. If not, you don't. That's mm-hmm. how I feel.
Have you ever gotten like the everything is perfect about you, but the timing isn't right?
Yeah.
Like that. Like that's not a real thing.
No, she's no, fucking somebody
just don't
else.
Like yeah. you. Like, that's, like, that's, yeah, she's, yeah, yeah, she's fucking somebody else.
Wait, so Tommy, have you ever had a girlfriend?
I've dabbled.
It seems sort of binary.
Yeah. I've dated girls for like between 3 months up to a year is usually the
is there of, are you looking for a girlfriend right now, Tommy?
I'm not looking for, if she comes, if a great girl comes along, great, but I'm not actively right. seeking.
There you go.
Right.
FaceTiming me. I hate FaceTime.
I love that, man.
FaceTime.
I'm fine with that.
I've ended things with girls because they FaceTime me too much. I just text
I was
me.
With you. I was with you. I think we were walking through an airport or something. You were getting a FaceTime, and the ugh you made was, it was so genuine.
I think we only went out one other time after that. I know exactly what you're referring to. Yeah, just don't FaceTime me. Text me. Like FaceTime, like I need to, especially like it, if it's at night, I'm in bed, I have my glass, like I'm not looking to, like they're so, like I have to be, everything has to be perfect for me to FaceTime you. Mm. Get a grip.
Not having blonde hair.
I know this is Tommy.
Tommy looked up the screen like it was one of us that did it.
I think I followed his eyes.
It could have been Rudy.
Yeah, very possibly could have been Rudy.
No, they're just hella blonde chicks now.
Goes out more than 2 times a week from Jack Mac.
Yeah.
I think in age, there's an age qualifier on that.
Well, yeah, like college is different, but like, if you're 25, going out more than 2 times a week.
When we say going out, do we mean out to the
bar? I should have qualified. If you go out and you go to like a bar or like a wine bar with your friends, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Like it's like, oh, you're going to,
you're going clubbing.
Clubbing or like really like, oh, I'm going out tonight. Not, oh, I'm going out with the girls.
Yeah.
Waking up at like 3 p.m. on a Saturday just to go right back out to the club. Like that lifestyle is never to me. Well, for me, anyway,
that's a red flag for me just because I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, same. Exactly. When they like sports.
Hate when a girl likes sports. I absolutely like when like a girl will like want to bond like, oh, Yankee. Like I don't like, I want a very traditional, like I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game.
Tradwife.
He does.
I'm watching the game and like, she's a little annoyed that it's on, but like, she's not like, I don't want
to be in a sitcom marriage.
Yeah literally. Like I don't want a girl knowing.
You want to be the king of Queens.
Yeah.
I don't want a girl knowing like the Yankees fucking middle relievers. Like no thank, like you could like tolerate it. Honey, tolerate it. Like, be like, oh, the Super Bowl, we're going to watch. And, like, there's a list. She can know Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce. Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Brock Purdy is pushing it.
Brock Purdy, I'm sorry.
Braxton Berrios.
She can know Braxton Berrios. Yeah. If you know, I'm trying to think of, like, who.
If you know Justin Pugh or a lineman.
Yeah. Like, get lost.
She knew Evan Neal. Like, what's going on here? Next up was using they use gold triangles as decorations and or vines from Rudy.
Yeah,
seems
feels like you have one girl in mind.
Yeah, Rudy, you just hate one. There's just one woman that you just
what
you got your heart broken by a gold triangle girl.
Yeah,
I put a lot of emphasis on like how they decorate, which is the gayest
so
thing
gay,
about
yeah.
me. But I fucking hate when it looks like a Restoration Hardware. Or not actually Restoration
A lot
hardware.
Of girls' apartments look like Pier 1 imports. Yeah. Yeah.
She's great. There's just something about, sex like, is amazing, but her interior decorating is awful.
Rudy's next red flag is she doesn't have a fat cock.
Yeah, that would suck. I just fucking hate gold triangles. I hate shitty decorating. It fucking pisses me off.
What about like the Firefly lighting, because that was big for a while, you know what I mean?
I can rock with that to a degree.
Mm-hmm. The clothespins with little what do you call them, Instamax photos like the Polaroids, clothespins with those on them. Yeah.
I think I don't like that.
I'm kind of with you on it. And then Drinks Prime, also from Rudy.
Yeah. Wait, that's really fucking funny.
yeah, there's some about a girl drinking Prime that fucking...
I've never seen a girl drink Prime. Irks me.
I guess I wouldn't like it if I did.
No, I wouldn't like that one bit, man.
Yeah, why do you want that much fucking
energy? Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
why is she drinking that Prime?
Yeah.
We're on through the options.
Who do you know? Who's buying Prime, dude? Like, if you're getting...
I've never seen anybody buy Prime.
No, yeah, like...
You bought Prime?
I've seen kids buy Prime. I've never seen
I bought a Prime once.
Was it good?
No, I didn't feel good either. It was. I don't even like. I was just really tired, and I'd heard it had a ton of caffeine, and I drank it. And
you don't
I felt
like caffeine
terrible.
Either.
No. Yeah. No. I know you. It was not good.
We'll run through the options real quick, and then we'll start with you, Rudy. Is pregnant? Is in the blanket mindset of looking for a relationship or not looking for a relationship? FaceTimes. Doesn't have blonde hair. Goes out more than 2 times a week. Likes sports. Uses the gold triangles or drinks Prime. Rudy, which one of those do you like?
Prime. Prime.
It would be very odd. I've never seen someone with Prime in their hand at a store, like about to ring up with or buy it. I guess it is weird.
Yeah.
Jay.
So wait, describe what Prime is, because I have seen it in like
it's an energy drink.
It's an energy drink.
It's Logan Paul's. You could even extrapolate this. Like if you're a chick who drinks energy drinks,
White Monsters.
Yeah. White Monsters are hot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind a girl drinking a Red Bull.
White Monsters are hot.
Well, the Red Bull girls are.
That might be what's in my head.
And yeah. Bang Energy.
Yeah, does Celsius count for it? Because
Celsius is hot.
You're right about Celsius.
That's a hot,
Celsius
that's a hot girl.
Girls love Celsius.
Yeah, but if she's drinking like a Rockstar or a Prime or just like any of
like
those.
A Venom.
An off-brand.
Yeah. Rain. Yeah.
She's drinking like a Venom. Anyone, if I saw drinking a Venom, I'd go,
if I'm going out on a date with a girl and she's sipping on a NOS.
Yeah. She has a fault.
Yeah, you watch a movie, she cracks open an amp.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She puts it in a cup with a straw.
Oh, my God. We're trying to
watch. I'll do a steak dinner. She's like, do you have somebody Jolt Cola in the basement?
Jay?
Yeah, I'm going to go that.
Fuck yeah.
Prime energy drink. Nick?
Yeah, just like any of the hyper masculine energy drinks. And she's sipping on it. For what?
Let's see.
It's definitely Prime.
Because I feel like we're missing like another one of those like very heavily like you're saying, like masculine branded drinks. You know what I mean? Because they feel like they made so many.
All
of those.
Their logos are either like a guitar or a Spartan helmet.
It's like a wolf and
I have in my fridge though, because they were an advertiser at one point. I have like 20. They've been there for like 4 years. 20 like it's like assault rifle I forget what it's called.
Assault rifle, yeah.
Is this all right? It's just my full the top shelf of my fridge for years. It's just been like
what was the one that what's his name? Rittenhouse wore?
Oh yeah,
Black Rifle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, these are rough.
I like how they keep going. I want them to come out with like Drone Strike.
Yeah.
I want them to go further.
Yeah. JDAM, yeah. Dude, what was the Mountain Dew one? That's what I'm thinking of. The Mountain Dew energy.
Code Red.
Vault?
I think it was Code Red.
Vault
not
was,
Code Red.
That was different.
Code Red, I don't think it's energy.
No, that's just,
just regular
Surge.
Code Red.
Rain. Yeah, there's a bunch of these. Fights.
I think there's one called Rip It.
Rip It. Still gonna send it. this one is tough. Because it's not so much a red flag. I guess by like the actual definition of red flag, if you're a FaceTime communicator, we are not going to work. That's not going to happen. And that goes for guys and girls. If you're someone who just does it. Dude, I was hunting this weekend and Sydney Wells says she FaceTimes Dave. I was like, that's the bravest thing I've ever heard. She's asking me, Donnie, how do you guys communicate?
Donnie, Don has FaceTimed her before. Him.
Really? Because Donnie was with us and he was just as surprised.
He did it with us in Florida.
That's scary. That's scary, dude.
FaceTiming Dave.
I've done it like for a video. I would never like out of the blue be like, "What's up, boss?"
I actually FaceTimed Dave within the past couple months, and he texted me immediately. I was like, "Hey, can I call you for something?" So I FaceTimed him, and he hung up, and he said, "Why are you FaceTiming me?"
Yeah. So
I
called.
Dave has texted me once. And I didn't save his number just so I don't accidentally call it.
It's actually not a bad strategy.
Yeah. It is a good strategy.
Jack?
I would say it's a bigger red flag if like your buddy FaceTimes you. if a guy FaceTimes like that.
One of my friends FaceTimed me. Yeah, I'd be a little.
I'd be like,
I FaceTime with my boys a lot.
You do?
I do too.
I don't like it, but I'd rather do that than a girl.
I have no issue with woman FaceTime. I'll just ignore it.
And you have some issue with it.
I have no issue. I just won't engage.
Yeah.
No, I also think it's a great little, like, it's a little, like, they're like, why aren't you picking up? Yeah. And then you tell them, oh, I can text, but whatever.
That causes a whole nother problem when you do that.
But if we're extending it past prime, because I've seen some, to those monster drinks and whatnot, yeah, that's if you're drinking a masculine energy drink,
those hyper masculine branded ones.
Because I know, like in the UK, Prime is huge.
Mm.
It's just like Celsius, but I don't really like Prime as a. It just doesn't taste very good to me. Mm. But yeah, I'll go with the hyper masculine
energy
drinks.
She popped open a NOS. It would be the NOS one is really
a NOS would be a done deal. And she was like, "Yeah, I guess it was just in my fridge." And then you know something's in this.
Yes,
Tommy.
I would have went. How is my flight still not delayed? I would have went FaceTime.
FaceTime. Yeah. How was your flight? It's like 80 miles an hour winds. Yeah.
I'm scared.
Bye bye. your energy drinks is going up against number one seed, which is being constantly late to everything. And one person who submitted it specifically added on, your time isn't more important than mine, sweetheart. So that's going up against...
Jesus, Tommy.
Yeah.
Could have been anyone.
It's going up against the energy drink. Tommy.
Yeah, being late, in general, I dislike. But specifically, like, I feel like with a girl, just because it is more one-on-one. Like, if it's like a date. Like if you know, if you have a group of friends... Actually, Jack, you're late a lot. Doesn't really bother me because we're at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like, but if I'm like waiting on a date, like I'm just fucking sitting there with my fucking dick in my hands, like, and everyone thinks, oh, there's Tommy Smokes alone at the bar. Makes me look like a fucking loser.
makes you look cool, Tommy.
No, it does not.
Sit alone at the bar.
It might make you look cool. Yeah, it does not cool. Make me look cool. And like, especially like maybe it's okay later on, like if you know each other better. But like early on, like a first few dates, what else do you have to do? Like, why
you have
you
a
not,
great excuse?
Like, you better have an unbelievable excuse. Like, oh, it took me too long to get ready. Get ready earlier. Mm. So that to me is just like, it's almost indicative of like she's probably gonna be like pretty selfish. So I'll go with that.
The lateness, Jack.
I'm fine with late. I feel like you have to almost give them a 15 to 30 minute buffer.
No.
Yeah. I can't. This could be a Cinderella run for the masculine energy. Yeah. I just think if she's drinking a white no or zero calorie monster with dirty white sneakers on, like she put her in rough and rowdy.
She's headbutt.
She'll probably be doing things in bed I will not like. Like it's. Yeah, so I'm voting for the 16th seed. I also think, especially initially, I think late, they intentionally come late. 30 minutes is too much. 10 minutes to 15, I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's I think we're probably in the same brain with that. Being late is like, in my head, I can't do it. Like, if I'm late to something, I need the best reason as to why. I hate it. And I hate if they cause me to be late to go to somewhere else. That really bothers me.
Throw her right under the bus. She was late.
Fights.
Lateness is one that it's weird. It with my boys, it doesn't bother me. It bothers me. Not even with boys, with the girls too, it doesn't really bother me so much. Work, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. And when it makes me late.
Yes.
So like if you're meeting me and I'm just sitting at the bar, I'm fine. Whatever. I was gonna be on my phone at home. I'm doing it at the bar. That's cool. If we're like, it's almost like the classic sitcom type deal with like, why are you taking so long to get ready? Mm. I've been in relationships where like that only lasted a year, but it started to bother me that I can be like 30 years in, this would be pretty fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. Like that when you're sitting there and you're like, we're already 20 minutes late and we haven't even reached the phase of your process where like it's time for me to start getting ready so I can catch up. That's very annoying, but that's not really a red flag. That's like, that bothers me in it.
Sure.
The red flag, like the stopping me from joining would be a monster energy drink.
Yep. Like if Alex Rowe was drinking like a NOS or like one of those.
She'd have 200.
One of those ones bottles. With like not even the pop, like the big plastic pops.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not the little metal.
The monster
tab.
Big fucking can.
A BFC, dude. No way. Yeah.
And like not like on for an ad or anything like that. Like, she just sniped up by like a paparazzi, just like leaving
dude,
a club.
If a chick
with...
had a monster sticker on her laptop, I would freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Nick.
It's energy drink.
It's energy drink. Jay.
I have been with someone who was like a serial be late, and it was very, very annoying. But to Jack's point, like you're already in that. So it for the red flag, it's gotta be the energy drink.
Gotta be the energy drink, Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, we already know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled this out of my subconscious on a very sensitive note.
Is this a real thing for you?
I just encountered it, and it really resonated with me for some reason.
I wouldn't be mad. I'd double take. I'd be like, wait.
I'd be disappointed.
Just, is that a big fucking can?
Also, I am that late bitch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't cast stones.
You are a
I work
late
on
guy.
It, and I can't do it. I just am always – I'm always late, so I can't – I would be a hypocrite. So it's got to be energy
hot
drink.
People have like that –
that brain
yeah, and I,
deficiency. Yeah.
No, it's almost like they have an extra 15 to 20 minutes. And yeah, I guess I just called Rudy hot, but I mean.
That's true.
But
no pause.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, no pause.
And again.
Like if Rudy was 20 minutes, like, all right, whatever. But I also, my guy friends, like Tommy said, I've been late to a dinners for a few times with our friends. I'm known as that guy too. So, but I think like hot girls, they almost have 20 minute, like they have that 20 minute buffer.
Yeah, again, and I, with the qualification, if she's super hot, like yeah, I'll yeah. wait there for 45 minutes. 45.
You would get stood up for like a 24 hours, just not moving. Other half of the bracket, number 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed is being extremely proud that they're ignorant about a certain subject. So when they're extremely like, oh, why would I know about history? That, no one cares.
Why'd you go to a Southern accent?
Did I? Was that Southern?
That's Southern. That's an ignorant accent.
It's just kind of an ignorant, yeah. Right. Just when they're extremely proud to be ignorant about a subject, or like in news, politics, whatever, anything like that, which could be applied to men as well. And that's going up against 11 seed. I really like this one. This is a submission. They have a chameleon personality. I really like this. So their personality changes depending on who they're with.
Yeah.
And they're just constantly shifting. Mm-hmm. I'll start with you, Tommy. Or sorry, did we start with you? Rudy.
The chameleon personality, I live in this, ever since I saw Gone Girl, I'm in this constant state of fear that I will be one day Gone Girled. And so
are you NPH or Ben Affleck?
He's NPH.
I'm yeah. NPH. I was about to say I wish I was Ben Affleck, but I'm NPH, dude. Yeah. My blood is going to be pouring on a beautiful bed somewhere. I know me, I'm NPH. The chameleon personality scares me. That scares me. What was the other one?
Just that they're very proud to be ignorant of subjects.
Oh, yeah. Once again, can't be a hypocrite. I'm remarkably ignorant on a great many of subjects.
But you're not proud of it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not proud of it. But it wouldn't be something that stops me dead in my tracks. Chameleon personality scares me because I just don't want to get gone girled.
You don't want to get that. Rudy getting his throat cut by a girl wearing dirty white sneakers, drinking a NASA energy drink.
That's my fucking nightmare, dude.
Driving
and
a
I know
Dodge
it's coming.
Charger.
It's a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. It's going to happen.
Che?
Being proud to be ignorant. Some people just like what they like. I don't think that would be a red flag at all. So chameleon personalities, that's a super red. Because if you're around a certain group of people and you're acting a certain way and you're around a different group of people and you act another different way, anyone that doesn't have a reliable personality that you can be like, okay, I know where this person stands at all times on things like this, then I would not want to trust them or definitely not be in a relationship with them. So,
You're being someone that – have you ever been with someone that changes the way they talk around other people? Like the way their inflection and delivery of like words and phrases changes? Because I knew a girl that like when she was with a certain group of friends, she talked with like almost a Cali girl accent, like really out. Like, oh
I almost
God,
think though
God.
That like might not even be on purpose.
Subconscious, yeah, but it's still
yeah.
Weird.
I think sometimes like if you're just like if you go home for the holidays or something, you're around your family that talks more like that, you might just like not to like fit in. It just like kind of happens.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it could be subconscious. I think the chameleon personality is better. And just to reiterate, Jay, the ignorance thing isn't. Like, it's more they're proud of it. Like, I don't know shit about tennis. I'm not proud that I don't know anything about tennis. You know what I mean? It's more like the attitude of, like, why would I care about this? I don't care about that. Like, they're happy that they don't know things about a certain subject.
What you like.
I mean, Che is one of the most proudly ignorant guys in the world.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Che once texted me a picture of Michael Cohen. and was like, who is this? And then
that was recently. Yes. Someone made a Twitter joke about that and you responded.
No, somebody tagged me in the tweet. It's like, oh, Stephen Shea's like, or like Stephen Shea and this guy are the same. Yeah. And he sent me a photo. He was like, who is this? And Michael Cohen, obviously Trump's lawyer. And then I was like, oh, you know who he is. You've seen him in memes. No. And then I sent him the meme of the more. Yeah. And I sent it to him. I was like, oh, it's this guy. And he goes, I've never seen that in my life. And then I was like, he's no Trump's problem. Lawyer who turned on him. And I think it was like a Minifan who said he was a rat during Surviving. Mm. And then I said, I can't believe you don't know who that is.
So Che, just to give you some background, Chase once asked us if there was an Adam Schefter for the news. Yeah. He once asked if there's
someone. You have the most efficient brain of anyone I've ever met.
Otherwise, known as the United States press.
That doesn't fall into football. News media.
You got a real streamlined brain.
Yeah, like anything that doesn't fall into football, it's just nope.
Adam Schefter for news.
Trash bin.
Oh, you mean the trash news?
Bin. The news.
Yeah.
All of the news except for sports media. Is that it's great.
But there's different channels with different slants. You don't know what's real. I don't know. Not paying attention to that.
I envy that.
Jay is voting for an unbiased media.
Yeah. Just unbiased media. Nick.
So I think everybody has a chameleon personality to a sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you bend a little bit to fit into the groups you're in. But if it's drastic and you're like, who is this girl? That's not my girl. That's not the girl that I know. That's a huge issue because then you're like, oh, is she putting on an act for me? So I'm going with that. But I don't – everybody does it slightly. Like if I'm out with coworkers, I'm a little bit different than if I'm out with like hometown friends.
Yeah. Yep. Fights?
I completely agree with Nick. There's a difference between being able to blend in and then being – I was picturing Ann Perkins.
Being able to blend in is a green flag.
Yeah. You can put me in any circle. I can mix it up. But then there's
– what do you think a green flag is?
Good?
Yeah.
the episode of Parks and Rec when they're doing the yard sale and Ann Perkins has a different box for everyone she used to date. She had she had Rob Lowe's character, she had Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
That is a red flag. But the
they changed their personality according to the boyfriend, you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The other one, was it ignorance?
Yeah.
But the I kind of
proud pride and ignorance.
That one I think too many people like are too afraid to be ignorant. It's like, yeah, I don't know.
No, admitting ignorance is different. That's a totally different thing. Being like, instead of being like, the vaccine does this, being like, I don't know shit about this. Yeah. That's different.
It's refusal to learn, like even if you're just like, no, I don't want to know.
Right.
And it's proudly.
I even hate that.
I once dated a girl who was a little bit younger than me, and she would always just be like, that came out before I was born.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, I'm 3 years younger than you, and I know about what happened in the 70s. Like, it's not a crazy fucking thing. But she would always stick with that. Like, that happened before I was born. And that would infuriate me.
Yeah.
But the changing, again, this is kind of like, does it bother you in it or red flag? The constant changing is a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Jack?
Yeah, I'll just reiterate what those guys said. Constant changing. You know, I expect my girls to be a little bit ignorant, so you know. But it's just like, it is what it is. You just gotta,
Tommy?
Yeah, I don't mind either of these. I almost think like being a chameleon, like Nick said, is to a degree good. Like you should be able to blend in with different groups.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to completely change your personality. But as Jack said, I like my girl's ignorant. I don't need my girl fucking knowing about.
No,
like, she doesn't
relievers.
Need to know too guys, much about Israel Palestine.
You guys I had a buddy. It's funny. I had a buddy who broke up with his girlfriend once for that reason, and he called me and he was like,
"She knew too much about Israel Palestine." No,
it wasn't Israel Palestine. He's like, dude, I couldn't even talk to her about like Russia Ukraine, and I was like, dude, we've never talked.
Yeah, why? I couldn't talk to her about Russia Ukraine.
I didn't even know that was a thing you ever wanted. He's like, he goes, I think his exact line was, she didn't have a hard enough stance on communism. I was like, how did that come up, bro?
That's fucking crazy.
Dude, she doesn't even know about the Donbass region. How am I supposed to do this?
She is a Donbass. You know what I'm saying?
Is my vote necessary?
It wasn't. It was a clean sweep.
Then I'm abstaining.
Yeah. Now we have the 3 versus the 14. The 3 seed, I like this one a lot. Bragging on Hinge about how unlikely they are to answer your text. I've seen that a lot, and every single time it is like, why would you be so happy about yeah. that.
Why don't hate me if I don't answer your text for 27 hours. Yeah. I probably won't return your text.
I'm a bad texter. You're on your phone all day.
That's not a thing to me. Like, you on Hinge, you have three things to tell the world about yourself. Yeah. And the first thing is going to be, I'm not going to communicate with you. Why would that be something that like entices men?
Anybody.
That I find it enticing. It depends on what kind of person you are. Where, like, if you're a person who's always on your phone, then it bothers me. Like, my best friend just does not use a phone. That, I think, is awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
And, like, so, like, I'll text him. He'll reply 5 days later.
Well, then this person going to be on Hinge, you know?
Yeah, right. But, like, he's not, like – but if you're a person who, if I send you a text and I'm with you and I know you're always on your phone, then it bothers me.
No, I imagine these girls are doing it for, like, a power move. Of, like, I'm – like, to me, it's almost, like, more
that's
pathetic.
That's what I mean, where you're ignoring – like, you're
– right. It's more pathetic to, like, think about – how long you're going to wait to respond to a text.
Yeah.
Like, if someone just fucking texts you just and you see it, like, just respond. Like, being like, well, this was 31 minutes later, so I have to wait 45. Like, that's you're pathetic.
Hold on a second. Tommy, I recently got into Survivor. I sent you, like, a paragraph last night. Multiple texts about Survivor.
Yeah, I saw – here's the
crickets,
thing.
Crickets.
I saw it in the morning, and I just didn't feel like responding. You're also not a girl.
You got a nice set that's of fair. Boobs.
Yeah. I do plan on responding. But that's one scenario where I'm awful at responding. Like, if somebody texts me at night and I've already fallen asleep and I see it in the morning, I'm not going to respond as soon as I wake
up. Yeah. I think it's a new slate of texts.
Yeah, new slate.
Yeah, I agree.
Try me again tonight, Rudy.
Exactly. You know who's a bad texter here? Trent. Trent might be the worst
texter. Yeah, he's a good texter.
He's trying to figure out the spelling.
I think he's the only person, like, we'll be in a conversation or something, and we'll be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then I'll ask him something, like, the next day, and he won't answer for a week.
I mean, there is, like, some element of, like, if you just, like, are like, I don't like to text, like, that could be cool.
Yeah.
But that's not what these girls are doing.
No. Right.
Like, Trent's
actually a necessary, because, like, sometimes text will just peter out. Mm. Trent's like, when it's done, I'm done.
Yeah.
And, like, we exchanged the information we needed. I'm out now.
Mm-hmm. And not being here, I am almost trying to text. I think I was saying on the radio the other day, like, I kind of got into a mode where I like to only text on my laptop. I find it so much easier than texting on my phone. So I am trying to text a little bit less, but I feel like not, like, they're doing it as a manipulation or like, it's just, to me, it's just so crazy to brag about that in your Hinge bio.
That's going up against number 14 seed, having a ton of guy friends. Having a ton of guy friends.
I don't mind that.
This is something that's evolved over time.
This is the toughest matchup so far.
Having a ton of guy friends versus being bragging about being a bad texter. Start with you, Tommy.
So here's the thing. With having a ton of guy friends, I think is less concerning than having, like, one really good guy.
Really?
Because then it's like, okay, what's going on there? Like, if you, you know, just, like, your friend group from, like, college and stuff just has a lot of guy friends in it, I guess I just don't think she'd be fucking all of them, you know? Like, to me, it's like if it was less... And now if she has only guy friends, no girlfriend, like if she's one who's like, I just can't get along with girls, then that's weird. Then you have a personality defect. But overall, I don't know. I don't like just being like, oh, she's got a lot of guy friends. She must be fucking all of them. I don't, you know, I can expect more from her. The texting thing, weird and rotten.
Jack.
So I kind of, the texting thing fights, you were bringing up your friend who's probably your age.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet a girl in New York City, most likely her screen time's what, over 8 hours? Yeah, like, she's on her phone.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of a red flag to me, but it's kind of just like, it's like doing business. It's the price of doing business, if that makes any sense. It's like, sometimes they're going to text back, sometimes they're not. Having too many guy friends is, bad. I mean, like, acquaintances is different. If it's like, oh, this is my friend's girlfriend, our boyfriend, that's cool. But too many guy friends, like, hanging out with them, just bad. I know how the other guys are thinking. Like, we've all had friends that will, like, the girl thinks, oh, we're friends, but it's like, no, I just want to fuck you.
Right. I mean, I guess that is true. Like, I would never have a girlfriend that I just, like, meet in the wild. Like, I would never become friends, like, a female friend. I mean, not like... I would never just be like, oh, let's be like, I would have to meet them through something.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't meet a girl at a bar and be like, let's be friends.
That's that would bizarre. Be.
Yeah.
I will say there are instances, like you said, like from college, work, whatnot. That's a little bit different. But too many guy friends is just, yeah, big red flag for me. I would just, you should only be hanging out with your girlfriends. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I guess I don't disagree with
like,
you.
You should be, if you go, if you're going out with guys a lot, that's a little bit different. But, like, you shouldn't be watching, like, NFL Sunday football with the guys. Like, that shouldn't be.
But if it's a bunch of guys and just you, that's almost, to me, not as concerning as if, like, she is just one guy.
Just the one singular, yeah.
Okay, that's also bad, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know what?
A guy best friend.
Right, that's.
He better be gay.
He better be gay.
He better be gay, yeah.
Fights.
This is a really tough one. Because the texting, like you said, my buddy's older. He's a woodworker in Vermont. Yeah, he doesn't text.
Oh, that's
a
not a texter.
But like, yeah, if you're working PR in New York, then like, you're on your phone. You should probably respond to my text. The other one, though, like the only red flag I've ever seen and turned around was that. But it wasn't just like she had a lot of – we were in college and I was like – kind of young, and she was talking about, she was like bad mouthing her friend's ex-boyfriend. She's like, he left just because like we have guys friends who hang out all the time in our apartment, and like I don't know, sometimes they have their dicks are out and they walk around naked. Oh. And she's explaining to me, she's like, yes. Isn't that crazy that he broke up because of that? And I was like 18, I was like, wait, am I a pussy? Because like I don't want that. Like, there are guys' dicks just in the open air all the time, I'm out. Yeah. So I guess
that's for you, feels like,
yeah,
that's pretty regular occurrence for you. Yeah, that fucking party where who's got the smallest dick? Or
who's got the smallest dick? Yeah, yeah. The famous Providence College pee party of 06. but that was seeing as it's the only one where I've been like, yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah. I'm gonna back out of this. That would have to be my winning red flag, mm-hmm.
Nick.
It's a group of guy friends. She's probably pretty fun, right? Should go out and have beers, wings.
Oh, my girl cannot eat wings and drink beer. Yeah.
Really?
Get a flatbread and a Cosmo, sweetheart.
But, like, I think a guy best friend is way worse than the group. Just because not only does he want to fuck her, he loves her.
Mm.
He's in love with her.
And he's loved her longer than you've ever even known she existed.
Yes. He's loved her for years. He knows more about her than you do. When, you know, she's gotten drunk and slept on his couch.
The like, knowing more about is a good one, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even compete with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy has 5 years on me and he's just waiting for you to fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
He hates you.
They probably fooled around once and then realized it was a mistake and didn't want to ruin their friendship.
Maybe. Yeah. But no, he still wants to. And it's yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But bad texter is just a lie. No, you're not. You see it. Like, I've never had a Hinge or an app, so I don't know. They brag about that, Tommy?
It's like if I went on Hinge prompt. Right now, you would find a prompt that a girl is like, don't, it's like the set one is like, don't hate me if, and it'd be like, I don't respond to your text, or like, I probably won't respond to your text in 24 hours. Like, they put that as like their number one get to know me.
That's a weird one.
It's a bad texter.
I'm not on Hinge, but I've met so many bad texters. Like, it's a personality.
It's like any guy on Hinge, or Rudy. Like, you've seen that for sure.
Oh yeah, it's a.
I always feel bad for when a guy believes it. Oh, she's just a bad texter.
No, that is.
She's been on her phone 8 times since you've said that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's also true.
Yeah,
it's bad texter for me.
And that was even happening back when I was on Hinge, and that's like 5 years ago. And like mm-hmm. it would be something about the office would be the next prompt, and then some. It used
spicy
to be
margs.
Spicy margs, like sometimes
a while back, martini.
Espresso martini. Avocados were up a lot. They kind of slowly faded away. It's a lot of those. A lot of the same stuff.
They're all the worst.
Che.
I submitted the lots of guy friends. I think that just if she is around a lot of the same guys constantly, they have for sure hooked up, and you just are waiting to find the landmine on which one and how recently and how far, etc. Plus it could be a situation where, you know, one or multiple of the guys are like in love with her. So I would say that.
Guy friends, Rudy?
I'm going to go with the texter one because I view it as like a perceived threat versus like a real threat. Mm-hmm. Like if it's specifically on the Hinge, like if we're focusing on that where they like use it as a personality trait and like weaponize it and are proud of it, that is just like so annoying and just like a bad quality. The guy friend thing has never really I understand, like, there's been times where I'm like, this is like a little bit annoying, but it's never bitten me in the ass.
She would have been dating one of them before you had the chance to meet.
So?
No, no, no. I'm saying I'm on your side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like,
oh,
she wouldn't have BJ'd my tone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I do. Yeah. So, yeah, we agree. I, it's never bitten me in the ass. I understand the fear, and it can bite you in the ass, but it's never bitten me in the ass. So, I can't really say it's a huge.
I will say I don't like meeting a girl's guy friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's like,
that is.
We shouldn't like meet like this. You know, like, I don't want to have to.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know how to deal with a girl's girlfriends. Like, you don't really know how to deal with a girl's guy friends.
No. Wow. Yeah. It's always awkward. Finding the middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, trying to find something that you relate with them.
Yeah. It's like we both tried to fuck and, like, I won. No, yeah.
I forgot to record your vote. Who'd you vote for?
Guy friends.
Guy friends. Fuck. So we're tied up. I think I'm going to go with the bad texting only because that's, again, it's like the in the door thing. And when you say that right off the bat, that is, as far as we're talking about like red flags, I see that on a Hinge prompt and I'm just
bad communicator.
Like, exactly. It's like, I'm proud of the fact that I will not communicate with you. And especially, I think here it's different. Different jobs are different things. Like, she's a nurse and she's not texting you. Fucking grow up. But like, if you're like a PR person on your phone 24/7 anyway, and you're like just not answering, it's like, that's crazy. Okay. You're crazy for just bragging about that. So bragging is going to move on. Next matchup is the number 7 seed, worshiping celebrities, being a celebrity worshiper. And that could be across any aspect of the entertainment industry. And that's going up against the number 10 seed. Doesn't have any hobbies. No hobbies at all.
Oh, that's fine. That's preferred. Fine.
That's like,
yeah.
Common.
If I meet a girl with a hobby, like, what is wrong with you?
No hobbies. Well, we could expand it to like interests, you know, like into that same thing.
It's fine.
So nice of you.
This is my girl. She doesn't like anything. Yeah.
Yeah. She just exists.
Rudy.
It's hobbies versus
the worshiping celebrities.
Oh, I don't mind worshiping celebrities thing. I mean, like, that's that I feel like a hypocrite. Like, we talk about celebrities all the time where we all have interests, like sports, video games, whatever. Like, that's a very common thing in society. I have no issue with that.
I worshiping like anyone. I'm thinking a worshiper. I'm thinking worshiping like a specific celebrity.
Yeah,
like an Ariana Grande account. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with fucking stans, dude. Everyone's a stan.
Everybody,
Everyone's a stan of something. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind that whatsoever. Not having hobbies is weird to me. Like, I don't want someone that's just like this, like existing.
Well, what's a hobby you would want a girl to have?
I don't know, like painting, knitting, I don't know.
Reading.
Like, video I don't games, really get, like, traveling. But like, to me, that's, it's not more to go, girls can't have hobbies. Like, I don't even know what my hobbies would be. Like, a hobby, like.
You love Survivor. That's a hobby.
That's not a hobby. That's a TV show like that I
write. You write, you write fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. A girl loves to go bowling. Ew.
That's, what do you mean, ew? That's cool.
Yeah.
Hobby can be like going to the gym.
Yeah.
She can have that hobby.
Wait, no. You, going to the gym can't
that's
be
not a hobby.
That's definitely a hobby. That's
for sure.
Is running a hobby?
No, running is definitely a hobby, too.
Now, running is a hobby.
Exercise is a
gym in general, not a hobby.
I think there's a difference between going to the gym and like being a runner. Being a runner is a hobby, I think.
Yes.
I think going to the gym is a hobby as well.
No, I disagree.
I would say, like, I'm thinking hobby would be, like Rudy said, painting, playing the guitar.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
But why are these aren't different than
going to the gym?
Than going to the gym.
But going to the gym is almost like a health thing.
Health
thing.
Well, yeah. So what?
So
if I was making like healthy food, is that not a hobby? If I'm
getting to make
healthy food? I disagree.
Cooking a hobby? Healthy food is a hobby?
Yes, but like, dude. Is going to work a hobby?
Is going to work?
No.
But not everyone does, not everyone is healthy.
All right.
Everyone does go to work. Yeah. Like, yeah, like if you, you have
so
to cook,
stupid.
But if you're cooking, is your, like, I wouldn't say cooking is a hobby of mine, but I cook every night. But like, if you're like enjoying cooking, that is a hobby.
Yeah.
And if you're like buying the ingredients and like trying new things, like, yeah, like you're cooking out of necessity, not for fun.
Right.
Cooking can be a hobby.
Nutritional stuff can be a hobby too.
I guess if you're someone who goes to the gym every day and genuinely hates it, then it's not. But if you enjoy going to the gym, you're like, yeah, I like spending
time. I guess if you like love, oh, I love going to fucking Pilates or something, then sure, that's a hobby. But if you just like are going to the gym and like doing your basic workouts, I don't think that's a hobby.
It's like a knowledge thing. Like if you have knowledge about it and you're like pursuing more knowledge, you can share that knowledge. That's a hobby.
Yeah. Like, but I don't think there are many people like that. I don't, who like, or at least they don't last long. Who like they go, they're like, fitness is a part of their life.
And they try
and they things, really yeah. don't like it. And they just go and run a me. Mile and do 10 push-ups.
That's why I tried to do it. Yeah. And I'm like, I really don't like this. And I stop.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with the no hobbies, Rudy?
Yes.
Jay?
Yeah, no hobbies, because then you don't really know what their personality is. So yeah.
They don't have one, I don't think.
Yeah.
Then why are you interested in them?
It's like a robot, yeah. basically. Yeah,
that's what Tommy wants, is an android.
Yeah,
yeah, literally.
You literally want like a breeding android. Like, it's fucking gross.
No hobbies is a red flag for any person.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
No.
What are you high? Like, what's...
It's
a human desire to not want to be bored.
Exactly. Nick?
Yeah, it's no hobbies.
No hobbies. There's definitely hobbies that would be a red flag too. Like, but I think if you don't have any at all, like,
yeah, with rather... their guy friends too much.
that can't be a hobby.
Her biggest hobby is hanging out with the boys. Yeah.
or like eating wings, drinking beer.
Tommy, what if like the hottest girl you've ever been dating? Okay, so taxidermy. If she's into taxidermy, chill.
Totally fine.
Taxidermy?
Oh,
that's crazy. Taxidermy's crazy. That's a crazy one. That's like, what do you call it? Like, what's a flora? Not flora. What's formaldehyde? Like formaldehyde.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that shit's gross, dude. Fights.
Seeing as I can't really remember the other one, it's probably no hobby. But what was the other one?
Worshipping a celebrity.
Worshipping celebrities tough. But this is also like, this is kind of an issue we've run into on a couple of them is. Something it bothers you once you're in it versus as a red flag.
Yeah.
Like worshiping a celebrity is something you notice quicker and can probably treat as a red flag earlier than like
you do it, John.
You made a Fast and the Furious merch.
Yeah, you did.
You worship Taylor Swift. I'm trying to make money.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I wouldn't say I have any celebrity worshiping. I do some things for like bits and jokes, but like. I wouldn't say I worship Taylor.
Not as much as some people here, I guess.
Yeah. I like Taylor Swift. I don't think I cross the line into worshiping.
I actually think that Taylor Swift is so mainstream now where I think 5 years ago a girl like worshiping Taylor Swift, I would have been like, that's weird. That's too much.
I think it's weirder now.
I almost think it's weirder if you're not a Taylor Swift fan.
Mm.
But like I
just want my girl to blend in with the crowd. That's basically what I'm getting at here. And like right now, the crowd likes Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But Taylor Swift has been mega popular for a long time.
But it's clearly the last year. It's reached a whole new
level. But if you just started, if you've been a Taylor stan the whole time, perfectly
fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
If you've started being a Taylor stan in the last year, that's weird.
So Taylor Swift to me is kind of exempt from like this. Like to me,
obsessed with Tracy Chapman.
Yeah,
she can't stop talking. Yeah,
she knows Brian Koppelman discovered her at a Cambridge bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or a male obsessed. Celebrity. Pause.
How was that pause?
Did you pause a woman worshiping a man?
Yeah.
Pause. Okay. No, Tommy is based as fuck. He really is, bro. Like, he's like y'all got to like.
I'm batting 1,000 today, motherfucker.
Get him on.
Tommy's based.
He's based as fuck.
He's seeing acknowledged men.
like one time I think it was some sporting event and the girl said I think it was a soccer player. She's like, that guy's so hot. And then she just kept talking. I got the ick immediately. Like, it's just like, you shouldn't. I don't want that.
Be attracted to men.
I'm
not secure enough to be told about it.
To be told about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like she can be like, "Oh, Ryan Gosling's so hot." That's fine. If it's like if you're at a fucking New York City FC game and she's like, "Yes, oh, that midfielder is so hot." Be like, "What the fuck?"
You know he has a day job, right?
It's like, yeah. Yeah, PLL player.
Yeah. I was dating a girl once and she told me she's like really attractive. I was like, "Oh, what features are you attracted?" She's like, "I'm really attracted to big hands." And I'm like, I don't have big hands at all.
Like, kept my pockets and my hands in my pocket for the next
year.
Like,
I was like fucking Uncle Jack, and it's always sunny.
You can't tell me about how hot a guy is that you can easily just go have sex with.
Yeah. So, fights. Are you gonna go with the celebrity one?
That's so dependent. I guess I'm gonna go no interest because that's broader. So, some celebrities it's okay. Some celebrities it's a little weirder.
Jack.
So it's celebrities versus
no hobbies.
I think it was funny. There was a TikTok that went mega viral, I think, last year. It was just a guy saying women don't have hobbies. Mm. It was like, name one of your hobbies, which I don't agree with at all. But I am actually listening to Nick and Steven talk about it. You wouldn't want them to have hobbies. Like, I think if she's a painter or something, you would actually, because then she would become too obsessed with you.
You'd also feel I've dated people with no hobbies before, and you feel the pressure to be an entertainer.
Yes. And it's like you have
to come in from work and you gotta put on the show.
Like every Friday, every Saturday, like not even Friday, more like Tuesday nights. It's like, what are we gonna do? It's like, don't you have something for yourself?
Yeah.
So I would say no hobbies.
Tommy's girl's like, when's the new Tommy thoughts?
you don't need a hobby if you're dating Smoke. You want to watch TV? No, just rip. Let's chat.
Tommy.
I guess, I mean, that is fair, where like if you're her only hobby, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, we should not see each other that much, like a couple times a week. Like if it's like, oh, I'm here everything, that's an issue. But yeah, I guess what is it up against?
Hobbies against the worshiping celebrities. Well,
yeah, I guess I actually don't care that much about that. So I'll go with the hobbies.
Hobbies. Now we have our second chain game. First option is from Rico. Leaving a half-drank coffee in the car. They leave half-drank coffees in the car.
That's pretty good.
That must be something his wife does. Yeah.
Well, also, like, I mean, that's also very common. I feel like just half-drink water bottles all around.
Half-drink water bottles, yeah, I do.
But I feel like that's very common. Like, that's just
that's unisex
girly thing to do. Yeah,
I think it's more unisex, too. Posts behind a DJ booth from Glennie Balls. So they post a lot from behind the DJ booth.
I mean, she's probably out, though.
Yeah.
It's also true. Wears inappropriate clothing and complains about it being too hot or cold. So they don't mean like sexually inappropriate. They just mean like they wear something, a light outfit when it's cold, or a cold outfit when it's hot, or vice versa, or whatever. And that's from Big T. Has a very dirty car from White Sox Dave.
All right.
From KFC, seeing their worn underwear. Ew.
I don't even. Yeah.
Self-diagnosed mental problems, but refuses to let or see anybody about it.
Ooh,
that one's
good.
Up
that's
there.
That's a good one.
Forget it. I didn't write down who put that in. And then, oh, I know. And then we include this one before we put that one back in. So between all those ones, leaving a half-drank coffee in the car, posts behind a DJ booth, wearing the wrong clothing for whatever event, has a dirty car, seeing their worn underwear, or self-diagnosed mental problems. Let's start with you, Rudy.
Sorry, can you guys start elsewhere? I had to go.
Start with you, Tommy.
For a sec.
I'm going to go with self-diagnosed mental problem. I mean, the car stuff to me is so foreign, like in the city. Like,
yeah,
it just doesn't happen. The self-diagnosed, she's like, oh, I have this. But like, it's just, she read a few. I mean, I think we've talked about this before in terms of just worst qualities people have. But it's like, she's just seen a few TikToks. I'll go with that. Because like the DJ booth one, like, she's probably hot.
And, that was Glennie.
Yeah. So to me, it's almost like, yeah, like I don't want her fucking in the crowd.
Everyone has very specific ones on this.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you have a person you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Jack?
So which one did you pick, Tommy?
The self-diagnosed mental.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go at least seek some help. I mean.
Oh, I disagree. I'm completely flipped. If it's doctor diagnosed, it's fine if you don't do it. But like, a self diagnosis is what bothers me.
Yeah, no, that's what we're saying.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, I'm saying you should go to a doctor.
But then you don't have to keep going as long as they diagnosed you. I don't care if you're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
You gotta be diagnosed.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, fights? I'll let that slide. Yeah.
No, like she can't. But like if she's like, I'm so OCD. It's like, no, you're not. Like that's
like kind of bipolar. You like clean your apartment.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so OCD. Like I really like my clothes in a specific way. It's like,
get doctor diagnosed and then give up like an adult.
Right. Exactly.
Hold on. I'm curious. What would be worse? Like, imagine if she was like a true agoraphobe, but refused to acknowledge it.
No, it doesn't go out.
Doesn't leave the home.
Doesn't leave the house. She's like, no, I'm not.
Well, I probably wouldn't
meet her.
Yeah. Wait, no, that would be actually ideal.
Yeah, just go over.
Dating fuck
over. Yes, like, and she doesn't expect, she doesn't have any friends.
Hasn't been outside since 2014. Yeah. This girl's perfect.
But you guys, she can't be like a COVID agoraphobe.
No.
I wonder if there's an app for agoraphobic people to meet, like, somehow. How else do they meet anybody? Just online. Yeah. Has to be, right?
Yeah, yeah. How would you? Well, I mean, think about it. We're just the Gypsy Rose thing is she found a murderer in the chat room. So, I mean, like.
It's true.
Like, you could find it.
Shit, I'm sorry. Remind me? Oh, wait, no. This is the chain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yes, I'm sticking with the doctor diagnosis.
Self-diagnosed mental problems. Yeah. Nick?
Yeah, it's for sure that. Because then it'll be used against you. Like, oh, that's bothering my OCD. Mm. Like, no. That.
Yep. Jay?
Same. Yeah. Self-diagnosed.
Yep. Rudy?
I'll abstain because I didn't hear all of them anyway.
I'll give them to you anyway. It was leaving a half-drank coffee in the car, posting pictures from behind a DJ booth, having a dirty car, and then seeing girls worn underwear.
All fine.
Just
all fine.
Then self-diagnosed mental issues.
A dirty car is fine. Again, it's not something I ever run into, but like, yeah, I dated girls in college who had dirty cars. If I got in a girl's car now, it was dirty. I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Get your act together.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
The self-diagnosed, I've seen girls through TikTok diagnose themselves as autistic because over the most regular thing. Like, it would be crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have, that's a very big trend.
Yeah.
Diagnosing yourself as autistic.
They think it's cool.
The memes. Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I have a big shoe collection. I must be autistic. Like, what are you talking about?
Anyone who's self-diagnosing autism is insane.
Being like, into something means autism.
Yes, exactly.
I saw something the other day. It was pictures of Queen Elizabeth in like different color dresses. Like, she had one dress that was all purple, one dress that was all yellow, green. And someone said the way Queen Elizabeth was low key autistic.
Different color dresses.
Someone retweeted it and was like, what do you people think autism is?
Wait, low key she could have because she was probably inbred.
Yeah, a little bit the English. Yeah, that's very true. So self diagnosed mental issues versus the number two seed. And this one, I'll admit it's for me because I hate it so much more than anything. Using TikTok or internet slang in real life.
Oh.
It is one of the most.
That's like, a good one.
Stop me in my tracks.
We had.
Like Riz?
Yeah, like if she said stuff like Riz in real life, like unironically.
Okay.
Like, yeah, man, but that guy really Rizzed me up last night.
The
like,
problem with that is slay. That it's so annoying, slay. But then it does. It's almost like you're almost like hating them for being so ahead of trends because it is going to become. Like, all that stuff does get fairly. Like someone saying slay now, I guess it depends.
That's ironic.
That's ironic, though. Right.
But then it.
But then ironic becomes.
But that's. I don't even think necessarily, because like a lot of these are just ones where if you heard it, it would stop you in your tracks if you heard them talking.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying 100%.
What bracket was this that we literally was like when people use slang?
Terms? I forget what it was, but a long time ago.
It might just be like worst types of people or something.
That use like internet slang.
There's one specific one that comes to mind. I can't think of what it is. That I just hate when a girl says it.
It's the blank for me.
It's the It's the blank for me. Oh, that was brutal.
It's giving. The way, like, no, the way that I, like when they say something like that, it's the way that I.
That one kind of makes me laugh.
But like if they're saying it not to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're just saying it. Yeah. You're just laughing in their face. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying it ironically, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hell, I might even like you.
Yeah.
But if you're using it like earnest.
No cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl with the monster energy telling you no. Yeah, no cap.
Like, she scratches her balls. Be fucking for real.
Ugh. Yeah. So the TikToks or internet slang in real life versus self-diagnosed mental issues. Rudy.
The slang thing like really depends on the like ratio. If it's exclusively communicating through internet slang, that would get really old really quick. And then it just sort of communicates to me that you don't have any discernible personality. You're just basically like a soundboard. That's annoying. But I think that it's gotten to the point now where like in general, people just use slang and that's just how it is. And it bothers me a lot less than it used to. The diagnosing yourself with mental problems is like legitimately weird and annoying. Mm. So I'm gonna go with that.
Yep. Jay.
Yeah, the slang doesn't bother me. So I think the self-diagnosed mental issues is a pretty big hurdle.
Rudy, would you be mad if a girl called herself like dyslexic? She's like, yeah, I take longer than 20 seconds to read a book. I'm dyslexic.
No, because dyslexia is the Diet Coke of mental problems. Like
what does
if
that
you
mean?
Say like, oh, I'm dyslexic. I'm like, all right, cool. Go for it. It's like the watered down. Like oh, okay. You can, anyone can be dyslexic. I'm not going to be like, how fucking dare you say you're dyslexic? You have no idea what we fucking go through. That's ridiculous.
All right. Nick.
So one of these is if a girl says Riz, and the other one is if she thinks she's bipolar but won't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't decide. I'm going to abstain.
Fights. I'm going to go, again, this is, you know, everyone's kind of interpreting things differently, in the spirit of the game of Red Flag, I would know that will turn me off right away. I might think until I get stabbed in a fight, like I might think the undiagnosed bipolar is kind of cute. But if you're like Riz,
way you're so bipolar,
I'll be like, you goddamn, like that would probably
Slay red King. Flag me. I'm kind of with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving intelligent.
Jesus,
this flatbread's gas.
And you'd be like, what? I don't mind either of these. I think this is. Like with the terminology, I guess maybe it could be a little bit different in age, because I guess, and also I'm on TikTok a lot, but you're also on TikTok a lot.
But if I heard someone using those terms in real life in an unironic way, like we'll say that shit ironically,
that's more of a red flag. Now I'm thinking about it. I would be like, all right, you're kind of childish. But yeah, that's more of a red flag. But this is I don't mind either of these. I'm not firm in this stance. Pause.
It's based.
Yeah.
Tommy,
here's where I'm trying to decide if I have to leave for the airport. But like every flight around it is delayed except my flight.
You're getting it
where are you flying to?
You, Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It was
it's snowing a lot here.
60 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
How is it?
There's no way you're not going to get delayed.
12 inches by when?
By me today.
Another
Holy
pause.
Shit.
All right. Let's just keep going.
So, Tommy, TikTok slang versus self diagnosed mental.
TikTok slang. Honestly, TikTok slang.
TikTok slang?
Yeah, like I like at least like if she has like whatever, the mental issues, it's like she's not choosing to be that way.
Yeah.
Like she's choosing to say slay.
But it's self-diagnosed. So
literally is choosing.
True.
She's like, I am autistic because I like red pens.
Yes, exactly. Like I it'll be over something that makes no sense. And again, it's all self-diagnosed.
I mean, to me, these people, honestly, like, I bet there's a lot of crossover.
A lot of crossover. Yeah.
What is the vote count?
That's true.
I think with you out, it's 3 in favor of mental and 2 in favor of TikTok.
Let's bring it. I'm going to go TikTok. Let's bring it to you, Kendrick.
All right. And I'll do TikTok. I think that, again, that's something that just stops me in my tracks, like when I hear that in real life. So that's going to move on. And now we can run through our playoffs really quick. First up, astrology versus frequent trips to Miami. And what was it called again? The Fountain Blue room?
The Fountain Blue.
Fountain Blue. Specifically. Live, 11. Yeah. Club space.
Frequent trips to Miami versus astrology. Tommy.
I'm going to go astrology. Like, if you're taking frequent trips to Miami, you're hot. Like that's really at the end of the day, you're more likely to be hot than if you're really into astrology. So I'm going to go with astrology is worse.
Jack?
Yeah, Miami will always be up there for me. I'm going to go with Miami.
Also, man,
you're making it's the whole like, oh, you're being insecure about it. But here's the thing, like you're making our relationship not secure. So it's not on me. It's
Miami's like
but
the
I would rather
paradise.
I'd rather my girl go like fuck a guy in Miami than like have someone she's fucking in New York.
I would rather neither. But but
deal work.
You are right. It is like my idea of like if that's happening, it's probably like, I'm going to get beat. I'm going to get cheated on eventually. So I guess you could just accept it. But going to Miami, like, how is she going? When is she going? Is she going for...
What's her flight number?
Yeah. Like, is it bachelorette trips or is she going because, Tiffany said I should come back this weekend.
I think it's just that city is...
Like, who's paying for the flights? I want to see the credit cards.
That city is just synonymous. You go there to fuck and get fucked. Like, that is what that city is built for. It's people are fucking there. That's all they do.
Yeah, so...
And evade taxes. That's it. It's the only two things they do.
Yeah, cocaine, too. So I'm just going to go Miami. My thing is if you saying I'm being insecure about it, you're making the relationship not secure.
You're making me feel insecure.
I mean, if you're, like, in a relationship with a girl and she's like, I'm going to Miami for the weekend, like, a lot. That's bizarre.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more like if I'm, like, starting to date a girl.
Oh, then,
She's like, I'm going to Miami. I say, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
I mean, it's different. But if I'm in a relationship and, like, it's like, oh, I made this girl my girlfriend, quote, unquote. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, I need a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fights?
I got it. She has courtside tickets, Jack.
How can you pass those?
NBA season Jimmy opener?
Butler, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler said, yeah, come through.
I got to go. Again, it's something that I think is probably
a little more widespread because the internet, because I've never run into it in real life, but it would really annoy me if you were passionate about something that I think is not real, and that is astrology.
Astrology, Nick?
Miami.
All Miami. Nikki's girls going to Miami.
Everyone.
Jay?
Yes, definitely Miami.
Dude, she flew back and then Gaz was following her on Instagram.
Gaz, Riggs, and Glennie are all following her.
Jeremy Spahn.
When she comes back from Miami, yeah.
Like astrology, do you guys remember John Rich had a tweet once about how his fiance was like charging the crystals or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And like under she made him like moon. Go up because they weren't charging well enough. He had to go up on the roof. I'd be like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
Like that would be, I'd be out on that. Like, again, I know his fiance, congratulations, but if that was early in a relationship, I'd be like, I'm not, this is crazy.
Different strokes.
I did a couple's crystal healing before.
How was it?
And I had to vibrate like parts of my body with like a crystal.
Which part? Tell them which part.
The root of my cock.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, it was the red chakra I was realigning.
That's fucking tight, dude.
And now my that dog probably gets that too makes sometimes. It seem like I couldn't get hard. I'll let you believe what you want.
Jay.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is this the Miami thing still? Or?
Miami versus Miami.
Astrology. Yeah, Miami. Rudy, it's 3-2 in favor of Miami.
For me, it's not so much about Miami. I just have this weird desire. I just want to lock horns with an astrology chick.
I'm fine with astrology.
I want to butt heads. I want to get in the arena with them. I want to fucking deal with a witch bitch.
I mean, it is like, I guess, loaded. A healthy type of like I do like, I like to bicker. You know, I think a little back and forth is good. Like, it's a pretty healthy bickering. Is astrology
but
important?
It depends if she can take it or not.
Right. Like, well, like I did have on my list, like, you got to be able to take a joke.
Yeah.
If you're rolling with smoke. You got to have a thick skin, not literally.
Yeah, no, I'm going, I want to engage with an astrology chick. I want to get in that arena.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, how many women are on this earth right now that you would date? Give me a number.
I mean, they have to live in New York City. They have to be between... Like date, they have to be between 25 and 29.
Whoa, 25 for you?
24. Yeah.
Interesting.
24, I think. Maybe 20. I mean, sure, if she's super hot. it's probably around 1,000. Okay.
For like the 8 million people in the fucking city, 1,000 you would date. That's crazy.
Tommy, what was the thing you did that one time where you were like, I'm in the top 1% of bachelors?
That's not that. I said, no. I said I was in the top 50,000 bachelors in Manhattan, which we ran the number. It's like for sure.
For sure. No, yeah, I would believe that.
I would believe that.
Now we have the energy drink. Masculine energy drink versus being mean and being proud of it. Being a proud meanie. Tommy.
The mean one. The energy drink thing. I mean, yeah, you are a fucking freak, I guess. But I think I'd
That's a red flag for guys too, I think. If you agree. Yeah.
It's whack. Don't talk domestic, to me until I've had my NOS.
Like domestic assault. Domestic assault in energy drinks is probably like very high.
Hand in hand. That's what fuels. Yeah, that's what
like
fuels.
What
it.
Type of girl is drinking an off-brand? And like again, to me, off-brand. I think what's like in my head is like, I think, oh, Red Bull girl's hot. Like, and that's just that I'm just like, oh, that's fine. And
Celsius girls, yeah.
Celsius girls hot. But we're talking like, yeah, if she's drinking fucking NOS or. And I'm still going to go with the mean. I mean, that's just like.
The mean one.
Really, I'd rather. If a girl drinks, I'd drink. Okay. If she's mean to me all the time, that'd be a little bit worse.
Jack.
I would not be able to get over the energy drink. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think it's more personal for me for whatever reason. But mean, I can deal with. Like, it's I can use to my advantage. But. Mean, yeah. I have to go for the dozen. I will say I forgot to really put mine in that I wanted to win.
Which one?
Being liberal. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, she's glib. We, like, that's my number one red flag. But, yeah. But, no. Thanks, guys. All right. See ya.
I see ya. Here, Fights, fly down over this one. Okay. Take the big boy chair. Okay. So, the energy drink versus mean girl Fights. Put you on the spot as you're transitioning seats.
I think I'm going to have to go with, on this one, the mean girl, because the energy drink, while it would honestly probably bother me more, I can internalize it. Mm. I can deal with my own problem.
I have to explain away your meanness to a lot of friends and acquaintances and people we meet. And I have to apologize for it, and that becomes my problem.
I think you would
and
also-
then explaining about just being like, yeah, she's just mean.
Yeah. And then you're going to be like, what? And it makes me have a lot of hard conversations, whereas I can just in my head be like, God damn, that's so fucking weird. Why is she drinking that?
Yeah, but then imagine if like you rolled your girlfriend's meeting your friends for the first time. She comes in just drinking fucking nuts.
I weirdly allow it if she smokes as well.
Mm, smoking, yeah. That
if,
she,
if she's got a cigarette in one hand, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. She's just a piece of shit.
double negative. I'm with you on that.
Cancels it out.
Nick?
It's mean.
Yeah, being mean sucks.
Mean isn't, it's, mean sucks, dude. It's not nice, that's for sure.
The opposite, even.
Jay?
Energy drink. That's such a weird first impression, so that would certainly be a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Rudy?
Yeah, I'm with Jay on this one. Like, I'm picturing, like, we're going on a date, we're going to Putt-Putt, and she pulls up with a Prime. That would just fuck me
so
up.
So this happened exactly.
Yeah.
To you. What that's you too about, specific. Bro?
I want to see this play out. I'm going to go with Prime. I'm going to go with the energy drink one, and that's going to go up against the frequent trips to Miami, Rudy.
Is it the finals?
To go into the finals. Okay. Rudy, you up.
There's just something so insidious about the energy drink. I cannot overlook it. People like Miami. I like Miami. It's got to be Prime.
Miami's got to be great for you. Although you might be bottom of the food chain in Miami. That might be one of the few places where you're the small fish in a big pond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But sometimes you get a little nibble.
Jay?
You could be getting cheated on by someone way better looking than you, in way better shape than you. Or she could be having a very manly drink. I'm going to have to go energy drink.
Yeah, he swayed me.
Yeah. Damn, three for the energy drink fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hot girls go to Miami. The hot girls don't drink fucking Monster.
Energy drink in the finals. On the other side, first, the bragging about being a bad texter versus the chameleon personality, Tommy.
Oh, bragging about being a bad texter. And like, again, to me, if you're actually a bad, like, if you don't respond, this isn't like, oh, you don't respond to my text for a few hours. That's fine. Like there's probably texts on my phone right now that I haven't responded to because I'm busy at work. That's fine. You can get busy. I'm not, like, I actually think I don't want to, like, be texting 24/7. I think that's bad. To me, it's just the outward bragging of, like, here, hello, I'm not going to respond to your text. Like that to me is just, it's sort of, like, probably indicative that they, like, where they probably like to play games, you know, like that to me, it's more of like the, oh, I can't respond yet, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, not for me.
Mm-hmm. Fights?
This is a tough one. I lean with Tommy where it's the bragging, because I hate texting, but I'm actually probably a better texter than how I talk about it would lead on. The
chameleon personality.
That's a tough one too, because you kind of have to know it. Like, you have to know a person. It can't really be a red flag. You have to know them beforehand to even notice that it's a thing. So I'll go texting as a red flag.
Texting, Nikki.
Saying you're a bad texter is, in my opinion, just a lie.
Bad at texting.
And, it's such commonplace. Yeah. Going with that.
Isn't that the Troy Withers tweet, right? Doesn't he have one like that where he's like, she's not bad at texting, she's just bad at texting you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
Trey.
Yeah, exactly what Nick said, bad texter.
Texting's gonna move on, but Rudy?
Yeah, it's specifically the bragging about it that I can't get with.
Yeah. On the other side, using internet slang in real life versus not having any hobbies. Rudy?
Not having any hobbies.
Just, you're like barely human.
Yeah, I find that it would be, how do you have a relationship with someone who has nothing
you can't.
Interesting to offer or talk about?
Agreed. Che?
Yeah, the hobbies is just wild. Yeah, for exactly what Rudy said.
Nikki?
Yeah, it's you can't have a relationship with somebody if you're not, there's no like, give and take or teaching or, you can't, no hobbies.
No hobbies?
Well, is no hobbies or what?
The TikTok and internet slang in real life.
Oof. Yeah, I'll probably go TikTok slang.
TikTok slang?
I would go TikTok slang too.
TikTok slang too. I mean, I guess I'll vote in place of Jack Mac for these ones.
But it wouldn't that.
It'd be three if we're tied up again and flip a coin. The TikTok slang one, I think you do find out earlier.
Yeah.
But like if you asked her on a first date, like, what are your hobbies? Like, nope. Like, I don't got a single one. It would be striking. But
what are you into? Nothing.
Imagine that first date.
Yeah.
That's such a hard question, though. Like, if someone asks me what my hobbies are.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, I don't know. But I don't know.
But you don't ask, like, what are your hobbies? You say, like, what are you into or something?
You know what I like? Good first date question is, like, walk me through your typical week. I think is like, I like that. Like, what, it's like a
work Monday, interview.
Yeah, it's like, but a, like a Monday. Like, what do you do? Like, what nights you go out? You know, what are you going to do at nighttime? Like,
I've never been on a date in my life, and this is why I'd be so bad at it.
Mm. Just like the question, or
not like a true first date.
Like, if you were like, what do you like? Because I'd be like, well, it's too braggy to say that, or it's too like not even too braggy, but like it makes it seem like I'm more into it than I actually am. So, like, if you're like, if you ask me to describe my regular week, I'd go, I wake up at 8:30, go to work, come home, watch TV. And I do that every week, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I do plenty of things in between, but like I would only say that.
I guess I'll stick with hobbies then. So hobbies, no hobbies versus being a bad texter to go into the finals or bragging about being a bad texter. Tommy.
Texter.
Fights. Or I guess I'll vote hobbies.
Texter.
Two for texter.
It was a very unsteadily delivered one.
Mm.
I'm going no hobbies.
No hobbies, 2-2, Che?
No hobbies, I think by a lot.
No hobbies, 3-2.
Yeah, I'm going hobbies as well.
Yeah, I think I'm glad that one won, even though I voted for the other.
Yeah, no hobbies versus drinking energy drinks.
Oh, fuck.
The bigger red flag.
What if that's their hobby?
Drinking energy drinks?
Yeah.
That's a scary human
being.
Then
they're probably a Red Bull girl.
That's
yeah, in which true. Case.
Do they even drink the energy drinks? I think they just represent them.
Yeah, they probably don't.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Rudy, for the finals. Energy drinks versus having no hobbies.
You know where I'm going.
Energy drinks. Broke your heart. Must have. Just
doing out of putt-putt.
Out of putt-putt drinking NOS. Che.
The no hobbies thing is so hard because, like, how do you find out, like, what they're even into? Like, I guess it would happen organically, but I think for the purposes of this bracket, it would be the most jarring thing to see her rolling up with a rock star, like a giant energy drink. So I'm going to say that. A
big fucking can. Nick?
I think I could get past her being caffeinated. I'm rolling with no hobbies.
No hobbies?
Yeah, I'll go no hobbies.
No hobbies, 2-2. Rats. I guess a vote for no hobbies. Tommy? No hobbies or energy drink?
Energy drink.
Fuck, we're tied.
All right, it ended in a tie. Good one, boys.
Let's see.
We could just end it as a girl with no hobbies besides drinking energy drinks.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
That's the winner. That's the winner.
A girl that only likes to drink energy.
That's
drinks.
The only thing she's into is drinking energy drinks. Yeah. That's a wonderful episode, bracket episode 109.
Babe, turn off this movie so I can finish this NOS. Yeah.
You can stop with your model train so I can drink my fucking vault.
Movie's distracting me from this.
That's the episode. We'll be back next week and we'll bring some of Girls from the Office on and we'll be doing the opposite and we'll be doing big sort of
flags. I'm out for that.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.